事略影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English
I've seen some people kind of clench their jaws watching this the wheelchairs clash here behind us and that's just exciting you know I think that kind of excitement around the sport is what's needed but yeah I'm looking forward to it
Going into London 2012, I think it's changed. I think it's good to get the awareness of disability sport out there so people with disabilities can achieve something and know that they can go to something.
That was Paralympic gold medalists Oscar Pistorius and Ellie Simmons.
Oscar Pistorius, 奥斯卡·皮斯托利斯是世界上跑得最快的无腿运动员。皮斯托利斯穿着碳纤维制造的假肢，一举成为了世界残奥会 T44 级百米、200米和400米的纪录保持者。
And as for Ellie Simmons, she won 3 gold medals for Britain in Beijing's water cube at the tender age of 13. She's likely to become a household name.
A household name, 家喻户晓的名字。这些残奥会明星 ,Paralympic stars,上周末聚集伦敦参加残疾人奥运会庆祝日活动，这个活动日同时也开启了明年残奥会门票的销售。我是冯飞飞，欢迎收听今天的都市略影节目。
Hi, I'm William, and in this program, we'll be marking International Paralympic Day.
BBCUKChina.com.
The last time the Olympics were held in London was 1948. On the day the Games opened, another sporting competition was held at a hospital in Stoke Mandeville. This competition was for British soldiers who had been injured in the war. It was the beginning of the Paralympic movement.
英国奥组委最权威人士 Lord Cole 说残奥会起源于伦敦这一点从某种程度上说能更加激励英国本土的运动员赛出好成绩。好像他们已经比别国的选手们抢先了一步 A head start
Our history in the Paralympic movement The fact that many of our Paralympians are household names And the fact that the more Paralympic sport you show young people The more interest there is in Paralympic sport gives us a real head start in this country
So William, you British have a head startBut there's still one country that you won't beat at the 2012 Paralympics.
Whilst we can probably never as a nation hope to overcome the Chinese, given the resources available to them and the athletes available to them, outside of that, to finish second again in the medal table, but more importantly, to win those medals, to make the nation proud in the way that we want to, that's the target.
That was Tim Hollingsworth, Team GB's Paralympics chief.He thinks that Britain can't hope to overcome the Chinese.
Of course not.
No, but our little country can do very well and come second again. That will certainly still make the nation proud.
那是一定的。在北京残奥会上，中国共获得211枚奖牌，居榜首。英国共获得奖牌102枚，紧跟中国之后，居第二位。
Ellie Simmons thinks that competing at home gives you an advantage. Listen to this clip.What word does Ellie use to describe the feeling that it gives you when the crowd cheers you on?
It gives you such an advantage. Like, I remember being in Beijing and having, like, the Chinese crowd cheering for you, even though you weren't Chinese. But it gave you a buzz. So hopefully in London we'll get that buzz and it'll make you even perform harder. And being, like, the publicity and stuff like that is really good.
Ellie said that when the crowd cheers for you, you get a buzz.
That's a great word. A buzz 使一个人高兴、兴奋。艾莉说，在中国参加残奥会时，虽然自己不是中国人，但是中国的观众们仍然很热情地大声地为她加油鼓劲儿。她希望在明年的伦敦残奥会中也会有观众为她打气。
But what about Blade Runner, otherwise known as Oscar Pistorius? He's already starting to feel rather nervous.
And I'm a bit nervous. I saw one of my competitors up here this morning, Jerome Singleton. I know he's going to bring his A game on. He's already looking quite buff. So yeah, I'm excited more than ever for that.
他说什么呢?
He's nervous because he's seen his competitor, Jerome Singleton. Jerome is going to bring his A game on.
To bring his A game on, 这是一个很时髦的表达，意思就是某人会使出全身的解数来争取获胜。
And he's looking buff.
Buff, 身体彪悍强壮。
And、yeah, I'm a bit nervous. I saw one of my competitors up here this morning, Jerome Singleton. I know he's going to bring his A game on. He's already looking quite buff. So yeah, I'm excited more than ever for that.
我们现在来回顾一下今天节目中学习到的新表达。抢先一步用英语怎么说呢
？A head start.
感觉到很愉快、很兴奋怎么说呢
？A buzz.
那最后一个人的体格很健壮呢
？Buff.And if you ever forget what that word means, Feifei, you can just look in my direction.
Right. I think I'd rather look at Jerome Singleton. And maybe I will, a year from now.
Well, I might see you there at the London Paralympics. Bye.
Bye.